Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. Good evening, and welcome. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 p.m., and we thank you for being a part of this hour. I'm just trying to make sure that everyone on Zoom can hear. Okay, I got the okay sign that they can hear on Zoom, But for those of you who are calling in, we thank you for being a part of this hour. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. And thank you for taking our time to be a part of this hour. As we move forward, we are going to have prayer, but before I would like to share an announcement with you, and the announcement is that for those of you who are listening by internet, if you'd like to call in and you have a question or if you have anything that you would like to share, you can call in and be a part of this through studio phone. The call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. For those of you who would like to come on the Zoom, you can be a part of the Zoom. And I'm glad that you asked, how can you do that? You can go to Zoom and type in 505-563-6808. That is the Zoom number. That's 505-563-6808. And after you type that in, the passcode is Psalm 23, capital P-S-A-L-M 23. And that will give you access to Zoom. Also, additionally, if you would like to listen to this message at the end, you can go into Blog Talk Radio and then type in We Can Begin Again. We Can Begin Again. And you can listen to this message or any one of the other messages, 400 or 500 or whatever's on there. You can listen to one of those messages. We have some dynamic speakers that have come on, that have been coming on, who are sincere about the Lord and sincere as they proclaim the gospel. So you can go into Blog Talk Radio and then type in We Can Begin Again. Amen? We Can Begin Again, and that will give you access. As we move forward on this Wednesday, the first Wednesday, I pray that all is well. We've been hearing that there's an air quality issue in state. So I just pray that everything is well in your area, Amen? Through this air quality, make sure that you are careful while you are out and about. Amen. We want to make sure that we are all taking care of this temple that God has given each and every one of us. Now, at this time, we're going to ask Mother Gloria. She's going to come on and pray, and then we're going to move on into our message. Amen. Mother Gloria, can you hear us?
Good evening. Good evening. Elder Dr. John Clay, also the co-pastor of the Call Unto Me Ministry, and to First Lady Suzanne. I am excited. I'm going to tell you why. I come on, I've been all day asking God what to say. And he said, tell them one word. I got one word tonight, and that's Jesus. You just heard about the air that's going on in all the different states, but it's still Jesus. It's still Jesus. So I come this evening to tell you it's Jesus. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you look like, if you could take a moment, just a moment, and focus what you personally, individually going through, and you think about it just for a second, and then God says, say Jesus. Say Jesus. So that's the word tonight for all of you that's listening. Because if you look at what's going on in your life, you got health issues, you got losses, you got, as Pastor said this morning, you got setbacks, you got a little bit of everything. But if you think about just for a moment, that's all I come to say, is Jesus. That's what the Holy Spirit said. Don't say nothing else. Just tell them to focus on me. And he gave me the one scripture that says, the thief comes to except to steal and to kill and destroy. He wants to take your joy. He wants to take your peace. He wants you to feel down and out, throw in the town. There's no hope. I got losses and I'm down and I'm lonely and I don't. But if you say Jesus, so that's all I came to say tonight. I just come to see. And so I want everyone at the sound of listening to my voice, until you say it. It don't mean anything if I say it. But if you say it, can you say, those are listening, No matter where you are, can you just say Jesus? Let everybody
say Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
I've got health issues. Do I know? I got health issues, waiting on doctor's reports. But I say Jesus. Boy, in the situation that's going on in your life, can you say Jesus? Because there's power in the word of Jesus.
Yes.
And that's all I come to say. I'm being a holy. I'm being obedient to the Holy Spirit. I passed on the prayer line and say, you ain't got to say a lot of words. All you sometimes got to say just one or two. And the one I'm saying tonight, the one that I want to leave with you tonight is Jesus. Then when you say Jesus, if you got the faith and you can believe, you can say hallelujah. Let's say hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for what Jesus is going to do. Thank
you
how he's going to bring you through. Thank you because can't nobody do you like Jesus. So that's what I come to say tonight. I come to say Jesus, and I come to say thank you. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Hey, give him some glory. Give him the glory and the honor, because when the praises go up, the blessings come down.
Yes, they
all
do.
All right,
yes,
Pastor.
They do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm
hallelujah.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I would like to say Jesus, Jesus. We're having some problems on our Zoom line. For some reason, we lost our connection. And the devil is a liar. So those of you who are... I know someone who's on Zoom. We've lost everyone on Zoom. We just lost the connection. So I'm trying to get it out as I'm doing the message, and you know how that goes when you are multitasking. It becomes a task. It becomes a task. So I am trying to get those on Zoom back on. But right now we are just via phone and internet. So if you could, if you know someone who is on, please let them know that we are having issues with Zoom at this time. Amen. I am going to move forward with this in the name of Jesus. As we go through our scripture, we're looking at our scripture is going to be targeted to John 14. These scriptures we're going to be looking at, John 14, 13 through 14, 16, and 23 through 23 through 24. Okay. All right. My wife is telling me that it hasn't stopped for them, but it has stopped for me. So I'm hoping that she can connect everyone back on Zoom. I have no idea why it went off, but we are going to continue to move forward with this. But as I'm trying to get them on Zoom and I'm going through this, the scripture reads in 14, 13 through 14, then we're going to go to 16, and then we're going to move on to 23 through 24. John 14, 13 through 14, and it says, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, hallelujah, we're talking about Jesus, whatsoever you ask in my name, I will do it, that the Father may be glorified through the Son. And if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And then we go on to John 14, 16, and it says, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter to remain with you, to remain with you. In John 14, 23, it says, Jesus answered and said to him, if any man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode or make our home with him. He that loveth me, not keepeth my word, and he that loveth me not, keepeth not my words, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me. In John 14, 24, John 14, 24 reads as such, says, he that loveth me not keepeth my words, and the words which ye hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me. And that's John 14, 24. For those of you who are on Zoom, from my understanding, you can still hear me. I cannot pull you up. So I'm waiting for my wife to correct that issue as I move forward. Amen. So as we go into the scriptures, and we're going to break this down and dissect it, and hopefully we can discuss what thus saith the Lord. I am coming from John Wesley, who I like to use as a commentary. These are not my words, but these are words through my study. John Wesley, and it goes on to says, and for 13, it says, whosoever, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, I will do it, that the Father may be glorified through the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, when we look at this in 13, and in 13, it says, the reason why the greater things are not done is consequently by the reason the things are not done is consequent upon Jesus going to the Father. And if you look in verse 12, you would see that going through the Father. Is going through the Father is not clarified, and I apologize. The disciples' fruitful conduct in Jesus' name. So we have to understand that there is no name greater than the name of Jesus. And whether this prayer is directed to the Father or to Jesus, some may ask. It is offered in Jesus' name. It is offered in Jesus' name, and he is the one who grants the request. I will do it. This demonstrates that Jesus works on behalf of the disciples at this time. He works between, his work is between Jesus and himself, which is performed during those days, and during those days that was of the flesh when he walked the earth, and the works that he performs through his disciples after his death, amen, is our exaltation. So when we ask in Jesus' name, we are exalting Jesus. We are exalting who Jesus is. We are exalting that Jesus is the one who is able to answer our prayers. And when we exalt Jesus, we are glorifying Jesus. We're glorifying the Father. We're glorifying God. We're glorifying the Son. Amen? So it's saying here that the Son is no longer limited to humanness. Amen? When he walked the earth, he is no longer operating in the human form. Amen? When we lift up the name of Jesus, we're talking about, you know, he is sitting at the right hand of the Father. He is sitting at the right hand of the Father, and we're glorifying, amen, we're glorifying, giving God the glory when we say in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you this, my brothers and sisters, when we say in the name of Jesus, when we use those terms, it seems to just resonate, amen, it exalts something that changes in the atmosphere, the name of Jesus. That means that we have gone outside of our self, and we are now asking for help from Jesus. Amen. We're asking for Jesus. We're asking for help, meaning that we cannot do it alone. As we look in terms of, you know, Jesus as the mediator, it is extended before and even to the prayers of the followers. Prayers in his name are offered through and on accord to the name of Jesus. Now, this is Wesley. He is making these comments. I'm reading what he is stating, and these are not my words. His name is not a magical name. It's not a magical name, and that's what John Wesley is saying. We're not using it like this is a magic trick that's going on. He's saying here that it is recognition of our approach to and reverence to God when we pray. when we pray. We enjoy the only way to God. We are enjoying the only way to God. So John Wesley is saying that the only way that we can get to God is when we are praying and we say, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We are exalting Jesus because of his death, because of his resurrection. Amen. We're exalting his name, and we're saying, in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you something, my brothers and my sisters. When we go through situations in our lives, when we go through situations or whatever on our job or wherever the case may be, and here what it's saying is that when we pray, we are saying, we have to use the term in the name of Jesus, because it can be misconstrued, because then we're saying, it's our words. It's our words. And as it's no different than what I'm saying here, these are not my words. This is something through my study from John Wesley, and I'm just sharing it with you. Amen? So when we say in the name of Jesus, it is letting others know that it is not me. It is not me who is able to heal. It is Jesus, and that is the only way that we can receive healing is when we use the term in the name of Jesus. Amen? So, and so that's why I said, whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, I will do it, that the Father may be glorified through the Son. So all it's saying here is that when we lift up the name of Jesus, then we're glorifying the Father. We're glorifying the Father. Amen? We're glorifying the Father. We are showing reverence to our Lord and Savior when we say in the name of Jesus. And we have to believe in our hearts. We have to believe in our hearts that he will do it. He will do it. They're just not words of repetition. They're not just words of communication, but we have to believe it in our heart. And he's saying that when we reach out that way, that we touch it, we reach into a presence, you know, that's not of this world. And then we're going into another realm, and I will do it. I will do it. And we go, as we go on to John 14:16, he says, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter to remain with you forever. Now, John Wesley is saying here, he makes a comment here, he says, the first entailment or the first act of the disciples during this time is love for Jesus, is their obedience. The second is that Jesus will ask the Father to provide for them another comforter to be with them, not just one day, but to be with them forever. And he says that the love of the disciples for Jesus should not be seen as the price paid for this gift. Amen? Is it any more than it is price paid for obedience? Amen. Jesus is describing here a set of essential relations, a relationship with him, a relationship with him. Listen, my brothers and my sisters, we can be around people all day long, but if we do not have a relationship with them, there is no connection. Have you ever felt, or you've been around others and you just felt like you weren't connected? And that's because there was no relationship established. And here, and that's what John Wesley is saying. He's saying that his true followers will love him and they will obey him, and he on his part will secure for them the Father who denies nothing to the Son. He denies nothing to the Son. So we go to Jesus, and Jesus intercesses to the Father on our behalf. Isn't that a great thing when you can go to your Father and you know he's not going to deny you? He's not going to deny you. Hallelujah. Only our Father in heaven can respond that way. Because in our human nature, we get caught up in as they say it, emotional. We get caught up in certain ways or certain feelings, and sometimes we don't respond. We do not respond according to how we should respond. We don't do that. But when we connect, Father, when we connect with Jesus, Jesus is, and listen, there's a relationship with Jesus. That means spending time with Jesus, not just when you're in trouble. Spending time with Jesus all the time. And the more that we spend our time with Jesus, the more that relationship becomes closer. The more that relationship becomes closer. And you know what? And then we can get to the point where when you go to Jesus, you listen, you know that he's going to act on your behalf. He's going to go to the Father on your behalf. Hallelujah. And that's why John Wesley is saying that we should always say, in the name of Jesus. We're saying, Jesus, could you hear my, or could you feel my pain? Could you help me out of this situation? Could you come and see about your son? See about your daughter? Could you come and see about me? Jesus, could you come? And because of the relationship that you have established with Jesus, Jesus hears our words. And when he would say, in the name of Jesus, he said, oh, my goodness, they're glorifying the Father. And Jesus says, I've got to go to the Father on his or her behalf. I've got to do it. You know why? Because they took out time to develop a relationship. They took out time to spend with me on a daily basis. They have a relationship with me. And because they have a relationship with me, or because, you can put your name in there, because that person has a relationship with Jesus, Jesus is going to go to the Father on our behalf. And that's why it says in John 16:14-16 says, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter to remain with you forever. Jesus can't be there like he was walking on earth. Hallelujah. When Jesus decided to ascend into heaven, he said, I can't be with you, but I'm going to the Father to give you another comforter. Another comforter. And that's another story when we get into that. Hallelujah. When we start talking about the Holy Spirit, amen, that dwells within each and every one of us. And it goes on to say, John Wesley goes on to say, in this passage, the counselor is given by the Father at the Son's request. Hallelujah. The counselor is given by the Father at the Son's request. Amen. Elsewhere, it's sent by the Father in Christ's name. There we go again, talking about in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. When we say that Jesus' name is more powerful than anything that we can utter, think, or even imagine, listen, we're talking above and beyond our imagination. We can't even go there. We can't even go there. Hallelujah. He's sent by Christ to the Father. And guess what? He proceeds from the Father, or is sent by Christ. He goes to the Father on our behalf and works on our behalf. So whatever we're going through, we know that Jesus is intercessing on your and my behalf. Hallelujah. Isn't that a good thing? For we know that we have a counselor. I'm not talking about those counselors you go to in school, you know, that they're so busy that when you go to them, they don't have time for you sometimes. You have to wait in line. You have to wait in line and tell and make an appointment with me. But thank God we have Jesus. We can go to him at any time, at any hour, amen, and submit our request. At any time or any hour, we can go to him to submit our request. Listen, that's enough to jump up and down for, knowing that you can go to Jesus at any hour. Listen, you can wake up 1 o'clock in the morning and go to Jesus. Hallelujah. Everybody else is sleeping. The whole world is sleeping, and you've jumped out of your bed and gone to Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen, great things begin to happen at 1 o'clock. Great things begin to happen at 3 o'clock. Great things begin to happen at 6 o'clock. Hallelujah. We can go to Jesus at any time. He will not deny you from coming to him at any time of the day. Hallelujah. But when we go, we have to be reminded. We have to glorify the Father in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. My goodness, that just gives me chills even just saying that. In Jesus' name. Knowing that what he did prior that we read about, knowing that what he's doing now in our lives. My goodness. We went from point A to point B, and we arrived on time safely. But we don't know what things were out there that came against us, and Jesus was working on our behalf. Hallelujah. See, sometimes it's above and beyond our imagination. Jesus is fighting over you and I even when we sleep, because he doesn't sleep or slumber, but he's watching over us. I know I'm going off text, but do you know that sometimes people end up expiring in their dreams? Do you know that people expire while they're asleep? I'm not going to go there. All I'm just saying is that while we are in our bed resting, asleep, resting with our eyes closed, resting, waiting for the next day, that Jesus is fighting over us. Jesus is working on our behalf. Jesus is protecting us. Hallelujah. Protecting us so that we can make it to the next day. Sometimes we don't think about that. We just wake up automatically, get out of bed. We say, thank you, Jesus. But we don't know what we went through that night. We don't know what we went through that night. Hallelujah. I know I went off text a little bit. Let me get back on track. Amen. Okay, as we go into John 14:23, it reads, Jesus answered and said to him, if any man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him and will come to him and make our abode. We're talking about a home again. Make our abode in him. Make our home in him. This body that we have is the temple of the Lord. When we was created, that's why we have to be careful how we treat this temple. We have to be careful what we put in this temple. We have to be careful of how we speak through this temple. We have to be careful at the words that we use according to this temple. Created. Amen. Created. Hallelujah. And Jesus said to him, Jesus answered and said to him, if any man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. And we will come to him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not, that's a warning. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my words. And the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me. God, listen, have you ever had a time when you just feel like, you know, that God is speaking in your ear? Speaking to you, telling you to go. And you're saying, wait a minute, I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready yet. I still have to finish what I am doing. You know this, I have to finish what I am doing. Sometimes we get caught up in self. We get caught up in self. And what we have to remember is that we have to get caught up in Jesus' name. You want to get caught up in Jesus' name. Why is it that sometimes people who don't even know Jesus, and when something happens, Jesus comes out automatically? Never heard him say it any time. And all of a sudden something comes and it's uncontrollable out of their situation, and they're ready, Jesus. Listen, he has a way of getting our attention. Hallelujah. He has a way of getting your and my attention. Hallelujah. And Jesus answered and said to him, if any man love me, he keepeth my word, and my Father love him, and will come to him and make our abode in him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my words, and the words which ye hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me. John Wesley states that Jesus does not deny that there will be, he calls it an apocalyptic denouement, apocalyptic denouement. And what that means is complete destruction. And what he's saying is, he's saying, John Wesley is saying here, is Jesus doesn't deny that there will be a complete destruction. He's saying that, listen, the end of time is going to come. The end of, listen, it's going to come. We cannot escape it. He's saying that. But he insists that the theophany of which he has been speaking occurs within the circle of love that the disciples within itself in obedience to the Son's teaching. You and I, we know the word of God. We know the word of God. But do we follow the word of God? Hallelujah. Do we follow? You know when it says love your neighbor? What about when somebody cuts you off by accident? Oh, no, no. This is the wrong place. I'm in the wrong time. Because I know you saints on there don't have that kind of problem. Let me change up, okay? Because I need another audience, because somebody that know what I'm talking about, you know, because I know you don't get upset at nobody and ready to call them names in your, I know, out of your mouth, in your head. I know you don't call no people any names. I know you don't get upset at anybody. So let me just erase that, because I'm talking to the wrong audience. I'm talking to the wrong audience. But it goes on to say, John Wesley say, you know, that he insists that we have to obey the teachings of the Lord. And the greatest gift that we could ever have is love one to another. And you know what, my brothers and sisters, let me just come out of my, you know, my holiness self and say, you know, it's hard sometimes not to get upset. It's hard sometimes not to get upset. But if we remind us of who we are and who we belong to, we turn that attitude, we turn that jealousy, we turn that whatever into love. Do you know that the greatest, listen, love conquers all. Love conquers all. Are you willing to forgive? Are you willing to forgive? Because if you cannot forgive, then you're going to be caught up in a mess. I call it stinking thinking, stinking attitude. You're going to be caught up in a mess. God, you have to. We have to be willing to forgive if we're going to stay in a right relationship with Christ. Amen. And we have to continue to follow His teachings. The Logos singular word here is the Son's revelation as a whole. They're the revelation that God has, and we have to make sure that we follow it as a whole, not part of it. But we have to follow that revelation to the whole, to the end, to the very, very end. There's a little saying that says that we're in a race. You can't give up now. Finish the race. Finish the course. Finish it. No matter what, finish it. Whatever the obstacles are, finish it. It's only a test. Whatever obstacles you're going through, keep moving forward, because the enemy wants for you to stop, take a pause, and start thinking about the situation that you're going through and get off track. Get off track. And that's what the enemy wants to do, to deter us from where God is taking us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John Wesley says, and he continues, and he said, that's why he reiterates in 15 and 21, of the person who loves and obeys Jesus, Jesus himself promises, my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Let me say that again. He goes on to say, you know, of the person who so loves and obeys Jesus himself promises. He promises, my Father, keep in mind, he is on our behalf. He's going to the Father on our behalf. And he said, my Father will love him, and we will come to him. We will come. Oh, my goodness. Now we're talking about duel. You're talking about power. You're talking about power on top of power. We will come to him and make our home. Some people don't understand the Trinity, but I'm not going to get caught up into that. Okay, I think the pastor talking about that at one time. But we're going to get, let's move on. And while Jesus leaves his disciples in order to prepare for his Father's dwelling place for his followers, he simultaneously joins with the Father. He joins with the Father on our behalf. Their equality is implicit in making a dwelling place in the believer. Making a dwelling place in you and I as the believers. Making a dwelling place. My brothers, my sisters, don't you know? And of course, I know you know. Listen, Jesus dwells. Listen, the Holy Spirit dwells in each and every one of us. When you have that relationship, then the Holy Spirit, listen, great things begin to happen, and we don't even know what's going on. The Holy Spirit is guiding and leading you and I all the time. We think we're just going through the motions, going through our daily activities, but the Holy Spirit is leading and guiding you and I. Amen. Amen. So it goes on here. I'm coming to a close. Presumably, this manifestation we're talking about in terms of their coming to dwell within you and I. And John Wesley goes on and says, presumably, the manifestation of the Father and the Son in the life of the believer is through, we already know what that's for, right? It's through the Spirit. Through the Spirit. Although the text does not explicitly say so. It doesn't say that. But John Wesley is saying that when we're talking about the Holy Spirit, we're still talking about three in one. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Other New Testament passages testify to the dwelling of the Son in the Christians. This is the only place where the Father and the Son are linked in this path through the Holy Spirit. Those who think that the Father and the Son are present in the believer only through the Holy Spirit see, they can actually visually see the indwelling in the verses and the gift of the Spirit. So, what is that saying? That's saying that when the Holy Spirit is dwelling in us, listen, that means that the Father and the Son are with us also. Amen. Hallelujah. There is a scholar, and his name is St. Augustine. In his thinking in the text, he argues for the indwelling of the triune God in the believer. He argues that. And there are some people that don't believe in the Trinity. There are some people that don't believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. There are some people that don't believe that. And we have to be cognizant and make sure that we stand firmly on what we believe. What we believe. Listen, if you have a father, you can't go out there and deny and say that. That's not my father, and he's the one that made you. All of a sudden, you're around people, and you say, he's not my father. I don't belong to him. Denying your father, the one who brought you into this life. And what we have to be cognizant of is to remember that when we're out and about or wherever we are, we have to be able to let others know who we are and who we belong to. And letting them know that we believe in the Father, the Son, and we believe in it. Amen. That is just obedience to Christ. That is just love to Christ. We must be reminded whose words we are to obey. The words of Jesus are words of the Father who sent him. Let me say that again. The words of Jesus that we've talked about are the words of Father. I am going to get off of that, and I am going to open up the mics, and if there are any comments, let me see if I can get through this. I'm going to open up all the mics at this time. If there are any comments, please, ma'am, please, sir, please share your comments. All the mics are open at this time. If you have a comment, the mics are open. Any reference, anything that grabs you, that you heard in reference to speaking in the name of Jesus?
Good evening, all. This is Miles. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Pastor Miles.
I got something out of John 14, verses 13 and 14. And I don't know if many are going to understand where I'm coming from, but they're not trying to be clear. But when it says, and whatsoever you ask in my name, I will do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. So that lets me know from the revelation by you reading that, if my prayers don't get answered, I'm the problem. I'm the cause of it. Because he says that we ask it in his name.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to ask it in accordance to his will.
He throws on us. That's what you froze on. Hallelujah. We'll let him finish up his comments as he unfreezes at this point. Amen. Any other comments? Anyone else would like to comment? And it looks like I've lost them again.
I have a comment. I thought it was a very good Bible study. And very mighty word. But anyway, we have to constantly introspectively examine ourselves and our actions. And as you spoke of, what we think and what we say, someone makes us mad or angry, that we have to act in a Christian manner. Because in situations, you're doing God's will or you're not. And because you can't use the excuse, I lost my temper, you know. But anyway, that's not going to bring people closer to God or spread the gospel. But anyway, it is, you have to demonstrate that sense of love to everybody you come in contact with. No matter how they behave, you have control over how you behave, how you interact. That's going to leave a lasting impression.
Amen. And it does leave a lasting impression. It does leave a lasting impression. And we always want to leave an impression when we are in the presence of others. We want to leave a certain presence. And that presence should be the love of Christ. You know, there are sometimes when people will just walk up to you and they will confide in you and don't even know you. You start talking to them, and they will open up to you because of your presence. There's something about you that makes them feel comfortable and welcomed, and they will open up and talk to you. Maybe they even share, situations or whatever they may be going through. But listen, there's something within you and I that makes people feel comfortable, and that is the Holy Spirit. Amen. That is the Holy Spirit. And people, listen, you can tell when somebody's mad. You don't have to talk to them. You can just be around them and tell that something is wrong. Something is wrong. You don't know what it is, but you know something is wrong. Or it might be an expression on their face. What about if you're walking around looking like, you know, you're smiling, but, you know, you don't think, you think you're smiling, and you're looking like you got the world on your shoulder. There's a little saying that I used to always say, that if you're happy, that at least let your face show it. At least let your face show it. Nothing wrong with the smile, amen? Nothing wrong with the smile. Man, thank you so much, my brother. Anyone else like to make a comment? As we come to the close of the hour. Amen. Amen.
I would, first of all, I'd like to say good praise to the Lord, Clay, Pastor Miles, and Dr. Clay, Dr. Suzanne. I'm outside. I'm just thankful that I have a place to come for Bible study.
Mm-hmm.
And this lesson really, it makes me really examine myself. See, am I effective in my relationship with Christ? Am I effective in my relationship with God? And am I being effective in interacting with others? Because sometimes, I like to say, some people call out on Jesus, and they might not even like Jesus, but they'll call out on him.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes you really look and see, we being effective. And I really like what you said about the power. I love that aspect how you put together about the power. And I'm thinking, man, that was a good sermon to use about the power, how when the power connects, it's just awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then something else you said, I really like that when Pastor Miles was speaking about, you know, sometimes a lot of times we do have to look at ourselves. When our prayers are not being answered or everything is going left and it should go right. God has this timing, but I think we really do have to do like Pastor Miles said and look at what's going on with us too.
Mm-hmm.
So this was an awesome Bible note, and I went back and listened to last week, but I listened to a couple of them. This is just amazing. So thank you all. Praise God.
No, thank you. Thank you as always, Sister Chenis. Thank you. Thank you. May God bless you. Pastor Miles.
I have another thing. You mentioned the Trinity and wasn't going to touch on it, but go back to Blog Talk Radio, type in New Beginners Ministry. The title of the Trinity was taught too much. So if you go back a couple of pages, you see it. And Brother Moderator, I found a way where people can actually build their own prayer from Blog Talk Radio, where they can download
messages. Okay, amen. Okay. Amen. Praise the Lord.
So one of the things that you can actually do is when you bring up one of the messages and you take a look to the right at the top where the time and the bar is at, you'll see a cloud. If you click that cloud, it would allow you to download that message.
Okay. I didn't know that. Okay. Okay, amen, amen. I know that. But you had to go into the archives and plug it in. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You do have to go into the archives to bring up each.
Oh, you talk. Okay, so you're saying you have to go into the archives. I thought you were saying from here you could do that. Okay, yes, I'm familiar with that.
You could save it from the archives.
Correct.
And thank you for sharing that.
Mm-hmm.
I will show you all offline.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Amen. Anybody on the phone line have any comments? Any comments? Last comments. Dr. Suzanne, if you would like to close us out in prayer, and please keep Sister Terrace in prayer. We want to add her on our prayer list this evening as well, if you can do that as we come to a close.
Okay. Father God, we praise your name, and we thank you, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this time of reflection, a time, Father God, to study your word, Father
yes.
God, a time to share, to ask questions,
thank
dear
you,
Lord, a time of growth. We thank you, Lord, that all the seeds have been planted, Father God, and that they would grow, that there will be a mighty harvest, dear Lord. We thank you, dear Lord.
Yes.
We thank you, Father God, for the sharing of the ability to save messages to the archive and save them on your own and even send them out, dear Lord. Mm-hmm. We thank you for that too, dear Lord, because it's your word, not New Beginnings' word, not mm-hmm. John Clay's word,
mm-hmm.
not Suzanne, but it's your word,
yes.
And we praise you for that, dear Lord.
Yes.
Father God, we thank you, dear Lord. We thank you for this time together. We thank you, Lord, for the relationships that are being built together. Father God, it's such a blessing to hear some of the same people and the new people on the line. Father God, we
yes.
thank you, Lord, for every family that's represented on this line. Father God, who's
yes.
ever been a part of New Beginnings Ministry and an extension, those extensions of the ministry, Father God,
yes.
we thank you, Lord, that you would bless them.
Mm-hmm.
Bless them, keep them, Father God. Put a hedge of protection around them, Father
yes.
God. Protect them, dear Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Not one fiery dart from the enemy can penetrate the hedge that you put around them. But we thank you, dear Lord. We thank you, dear Lord, and lift up Sister Karis this evening, Father
yes,
God, Mother Gloria. Mother
Gloria,
Father God, the Hobbs sisters, Father God, Leah W., Father God, we also lift up Tim,
in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Tim G., in the name of Jesus, we lift him up, we lift up Jim,
yes, in the name of Jesus,
we ask for a special blessing for for Sherelle's daughter and grandchildren, Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes.
For a special blessing, Father God, for my Lisa and her children, Father God,
yes.
in the name of Jesus, a special blessing, Father God, for Anthony and his children, Father God,
yes.
that as these parents, Father God, are warring for their children, Father God, and learning about parenting, Father God, put someone around them, Father God, to speak life into this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Put someone around them, Father God, these young parents, Father God, to speak over them and show them how to use,
mm-hmm.
how to connect with the Lord, Father God.
Yes.
Show them, Father God, what the Word says.
Mm-hmm.
Someone, Father God, that can witness to them, Father God, to mentor to them,
yes.
be a mentor to them, Father God, and teach them, Father God, about how to raise the children
yes.
in the way, in the spirit admonition of the Lord, Father God. Oh, God, every name that I've called, Father God,
mm-hmm.
knows and has heard the word.
Yes.
I just ask you, Lord, to bless them.
Bless them,
my grandchildren, a special blessing for my grandchildren.
Bless them, Father.
Right now, Father God, I thank you, Lord, for I just praise you and thank you. Bless all the churches that are represented here as well, dear Lord, in Jesus' sweet and holy name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Remember, we love you, but God, we love you, folks.
In the name of Jesus.